Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin returns to 42,000 as bets start favoring a short squeeze higher for BTC. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente shares here, Bitcoin has now spent 7 days below 45,000, which was the prior range low, and still no major open interest wipeout. Either there is sufficient demand down at these levels in the low 40s, or this open interest is not. Aggressive longs, incredible crypto responded. What if the major open interest wipeout everyone is looking for ends up happening because of a squeeze to the upside rather than a move further down? Happened in August 2021 as we moved off the $30,000 bottom. Think we can probably see that play out again. Bears about to be wiped clean. And this just in, breaking news, three-time NBA champion Andre Iguodala to take part of his salary in Bitcoin. And Klay Thompson announces taking part of his salary in Bitcoin as well. It says Bitcoin is the future of money. Also, NFL running back superstar from the New York Giants, Saquon Barkley, says, I want my career earnings to last generations. The average NFL career is 3 years and inflation is real. Saving and preserving money over time is hard no matter who you are. In today's world, how do we save? This is why I believe in Bitcoin. And Max Kaiser shares 41,000 is the new $410. And yesterday I put in a Bitcoin BTFD alert once Bitcoin dropped below 40,000. And I put my money where my mouth is and bought that dip, picking up one Bitcoin for $40,788. Also in today's show, world's biggest podcaster Joe Rogan has a lot of hope for crypto. As I point out here, interesting combo between Joe Rogan and Adam Curry on Bitcoin, crypto, NFTs, the metaverse, and transhumanism. And quoting Adam Curry here, the money system is broken. It causes inflation. It causes misery. It causes wars because it is linked to oil. Also in today's show, as Bitcoin dips, seasoned veteran trader Tone Vays says Bitcoin just flashed a mega bullish signal. Also in today's show, billionaire legendary investor Bill Miller puts 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin. That's right. Quoting him right here from a recent interview, I think the average investor should ask himself or herself, what do you have in your portfolio that has that kind of track record? Number one is very, very unpenetrated, can provide a service of insurance against financial catastrophe that no one else can provide, and could go up 10 times or 50 times. The answer is nothing. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are back in the green, pumping once again. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin broke through 42,000 this morning on January 11th as expectations of a fresh short squeeze mounted. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it recovered from Monday's dip to 39,600, which is the current low, its first breach of the $40,000 mark since September. And while the short-term bullish prognosis were conspicuously absent on the day, attention focused on the potential for derivatives markets to spark yet another short squeeze, with open interest near all-time highs despite the downturn in sentiment clearly favoring furthering downside. A surprise uptick could have the impact of squeezing short positions and providing some relief for the bulls, as on-chain analytics firm Glassnode noted in its latest edition of its weekly newsletter, The Week on Chain. Such an event is overdue. Longs have suffered almost constantly since November's $69,000 all-time highs, and squeezes further occur when the market least expects a certain outcome. Now, short traders who have been punished for taking on increasing risk may find themselves candidates for a near-term short squeeze, researchers forecast. Now, such an event would be well amplified thanks to the tepid demand for spot BTC and futures open interest leverage, which is approaching 2% of the Bitcoin market cap. Glassnode continued, alongside very oversold indicators and on-chain spending activity, this suggests a short squeeze is actually a reasonably likely near-term resolution for the market, the newsletter concluded. Now, analysts, meanwhile, considered alternatives to the high open interest being removed via another leg down towards 30,000. Now, despite no wipeout of open interest yet occurring, a surprise upside move could yet be the event that resets the market composition. Popular Twitter account Credible Crypto argued on the day, responding to on-chain analyst William Clemente, who tweeted this: Bitcoin has now spent 7 days below 45,000 and still no major open interest wipeout. Either there is sufficient demand down at these levels in the low 40s, or this open interest is not aggressive longs, in which Credible Crypto responded, what if the major open interest wipeout everyone is looking for ends up happening because of a squeeze to the upside rather than a move further down? Happened in August 2021 as we moved off the $30,000 bottom. Think we probably see that play out again. Bears about to be wiped clean. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these crypto analysts. And as I share in the intro of the show, we have three-time NBA champion Andre Iguodala to take part of his salary in Bitcoin, and also Klay Thompson to take part of his salary in Bitcoin. He says Bitcoin is the future of money. And we also have running back superstar from the New York Giants, Saquon Barkley, who shared the following: I want my career earnings to last generations. The average NFL career is 3 years, and inflation is real. Saving and preserving money over time is hard, no matter who you are. In today's world, how do we save? This is why I believe in Bitcoin. Almost all professional athletes make the majority of their career earnings in their 20s. With a lack of education and accessible tools and inflation, a sad yet common reality is many enter bankruptcy later on. We can do better. We need to improve financial literacy. Bitcoin is a proven, safe, global, and open system that allows everyone to save money. It is the most accessible asset we have ever seen. Anyone reading this has access to Bitcoin. That is not true for real estate and other assets. This is why my endorsements pay me in Bitcoin throughout my life. I believe Bitcoin will continue to appreciate over the long term, allowing me to save and preserve the wealth I am creating today as a professional athlete. So today, I'm doing something special. I encourage you to download the Strike app using my referral link. And if you sign up, you'll get $5. I use Strike to buy Bitcoin without fees and get any paycheck I want in Bitcoin. Try getting some of your paychecks in Bitcoin. Every time you sign up, I also get $5. I will be donating all of that money I receive from this effort to Covenant House. Covenant House is an initiative aimed at helping transform and save the lives of over a million homeless young people and holds a special place in my heart. This is bigger than football. This is about financial literacy, economic empowerment, and financial freedom. I encourage more athletes to be curious and ask questions and follow suit. Hashtag pay me in Bitcoin. Very powerful thread coming from Saquon Barkley. And as Max Kaiser shares here, 41,000 is the new $410. And how many of you took advantage of that dip yesterday? I shared this BTFD alert once Bitcoin dropped below $40,000 and I jumped all over it, picking up one BTC for $40,788. And before I break down next story of the day, world's biggest podcaster Joe Rogan has a lot of hope for crypto, as well as Bitcoin dip season, trader Tone Vase says Bitcoin just flashed a mega bullish signal, as well as billionaire legendary investor Bill Miller puts 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts currently pumping back in the green, with Bitcoin up almost 2% for the day, trading just above $41,800. We have Ether up 2.5%, trading above $3,100. Luna up almost 6%, trading above $72. Solana up 0.2%, trading above $136. Polkadot up 1.5%, trading above $24. And Cardano up 2%, trading at $1.14. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Controversial comedian and commentator Joe Rogan said he has a lot of hope for cryptocurrencies in a recent podcast interview. How many of you watched this recent interview he did with Adam Curry? Let me know in the comments below. It's episode 760th of the Joe Rogan Experience. Now, Rogan's podcast has an estimated 11 million listeners per episode, despite Spotify's attempts to censor some of the more offensive episodes. Now, Rogan, whose podcast took the top spot as the most popular on Spotify in 2021, stated the following: it's either going to fall apart completely, or we're going to use this as an opportunity to right the ship and come up with a better way to live our lives. Now, Adam Curry is the host of the right-wing podcast No Agenda, which has been criticized by the mainstream media and medical community for promoting conspiracy theories. Curry explained that there is a whole slew of young people who are just opting out, and they are moving to build parallel systems and parallel networks, before adding, I'm on the Bitcoin train because I believe my money is safer there. And quoting him again here, the money system is broken. broken. It causes inflation. It causes misery. It causes wars because it is linked to oil. Now, Rogan and Curry also discussed the possibilities of a Silicon Valley-controlled digital metaverse and the potential role of non-fungible tokens in the space. Rogan theorized a future where companies come up with their own digital tokens that customers would need to use to purchase their products. Quoting him here, Apple could easily do that, Rogan said, adding you would buy coins and through those coins, you would buy products. It's almost like another version of stocks or something. However, Curry wasn't convinced, saying that's not the plan, and he expects powerful institutions and governments will instead set their sights on central bank digital currencies. As he shares here, you will have crypto, you will have a digital wallet. It'll be directly from the Federal Reserve to you. There'll be little retail banking. That just won't happen anymore. Also like to point out that Joe Rogan is a hodler of Bitcoin, as in July 2021, Cash App paid Rogan to tell his listeners to buy Bitcoin, and he accepted a Bitcoin payment of $100,000 in November. So we know Rogan holds at least 100K in BTC, and considering his Spotify deal is worth over $100 million, I would not be surprised if he is hodling even more of the king of all crypto. And before I break down next story of the day, as Bitcoin dips, seasoned veteran trader Tone Vays says Bitcoin just flashed a mega bullish signal, as well as billionaire legendary investor Bill Miller puts 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $107 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 40.6% with the Ether dominance at 19%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Oasis Network leading the pack up 14%, trading at 39 cents, followed by Near Protocol up 11.6%, trading above 16 bucks, followed by Elrond up almost 4.5%, trading at about $202. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 23, last week a 23, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Veteran trader Tone Vays, shout out to Tone, says one Bitcoin indicator that historically leads to crypto rallies just started flashing bullish signals. And in a recent video update, Vays tells his 118,000 YouTube subs that the momentum reversal indicator, known as the MRI, a signal that predicts the end of a trend based on price momentum, just showed up. Quoting him here, I don't have much bad news for you. The bad news took place in the prior 2 months. This is great news. Look, you have a weekly MRI buy. This is something we have not had in a long time. They don't come around that often. The last time Vays saw this signal flash was back in March 2021 and November 2020. And based on the MRI signaling rallies on the horizon, Vays says he is still bullish on BTC. Quoting him here, I personally believe we are going to rally back into the triangle by the time this month is over. Can we come down to 35,000 before that? It's possible, but I'm literally bullish right now. Can it dip further? Yeah, of course. It can dip further. It can dip down to $20,000, but it's all about probability. When it comes to probabilities, Vays says Bitcoin will probably rally in the short term at the very least. Quoting him again here, we have to go all the way back to September 2014 to find an MRI buy candle that did not immediately rally the market in the short term or the intermediate term. I'm going to take these odds. And to watch this entire video breakdown with Tone Vays entitled Weekly MRI Buy is Finally Here for Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, billionaire legendary investor Bill Miller puts 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell. Help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. And we're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Investor Bill Miller is bullish on Bitcoin. Despite the crypto touching multi-month lows below 40,000 in early January 2022, Miller no longer considers himself just a Bitcoin observer, but rather a real Bitcoin bull. As he said in WealthTrack interview last Friday, the billionaire investor now holds 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin and related investments in major industry firms like Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy and Bitcoin mining firm Stronghold Digital Mining. An early Amazon investor, Miller also owns 100% of the rest of his portfolio in Amazon, he noted. So that's right. The legendary investor has 50% of his portfolio in the king of all crypto and the other 50% in Amazon. Now, Miller bought his first Bitcoin back in 2014 when Bitcoin was trading at just around $200 and then purchased a little bit more over time when it became $500. The investor did not buy it for 4 years until Bitcoin plummeted to $30,000 after hitting around $66,000 in April 2021, he said. The time I started buying it again at $30,000, down from $66,000, and the reasoning was there's a lot more people using it. There's a lot more money coming in from venture capital world, Miller stated, adding that he bought a fair amount in that $30,000 range. The billionaire investor noted that he looks at Bitcoin as an insurance policy against a financial catastrophe, as well as a powerful investment tool that has been outstripping gold. He also pointed out Bitcoin scarcity, meaning that only 21 million Bitcoin can ever be created. While pouring as much as 50% in Bitcoin and related markets, Miller recommended individual investors to put at least 1% of their assets in Bitcoin, stating the following: I think the average investor should ask himself or herself, what do you have in your portfolio that has that kind of track record? Number one, is very, very underpenetrated, can provide a service of insurance against financial catastrophe that no one else can provide, and could go up 10 times or 50 times. The answer is nothing. Facts. And let's run some math at today's price of $42,000. If Bitcoin was to go up 50x from here, we're talking about a $2.1 million BTC. Let's freaking go. And now, celebrating his 40th anniversary in the investment business, Miller currently services as chief investment officer at Miller Value Partners, a company he founded back in 1999 while working at investment giant Legg Mason. The legendary investor is known for beating the S&P 500 for 15 consecutive years with Legg Mason, where he reportedly controlled up to $70 billion. Now, Miller's signature fund, Legg Mason Capital Management Value Trust, lost two-thirds of its value due to a financial crisis by the end of 2008. So no wonder why he's investing into Bitcoin to protect his wealth. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin returns to 42,000 as bets start favoring short squeeze higher for BTC. Also in today's show, we discussed the world's biggest podcaster, Joe Rogan, has a lot of hope for crypto, as well as Bitcoin dips, seasoned veteran trader Tone Vaz says Bitcoin just flashed a mega bullish signal, the MRI, as well as billionaire legendary investor Bill Miller puts 50% of his net worth in Bitcoin and says what else can go up 50x? Nothing. Touche. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Nate shares, JV, that fart queen, I just can't stop laughing. And what an entrepreneur, a beautiful young supermodel, makes $200,000 selling small jars of her farts. And this is just so funny, but now she's selling NFT pics of her and her fart jars. She's going to be a millionaire, by golly, if she isn't already. All sorts of ways to be entrepreneurial and all sorts of reasons to say, go Bitcoin. Real talk, Nate, we live in very interesting times, aren't we? More power to her for thinking outside the box. I can't imagine what type of person would buy one of these NFT farts, but hey, to each their own. And our next feature comment comes from our very own inner dino. Thanks, JV. This is where I come for my crypto news. Can't beat it. See y'all next time, fam. Cheers, inner dino. Greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. Let's freaking go. And our third and final feature comment comes from eCoin, who wrote, aloha, JV. Solid show as always. Keep up the good work. HODL. Cheers, eCoin. Thanks so much for tuning in. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. But that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.